Kay Rybeck is founder and executive artistic director of the Theater Offensive in Boston, Massachusetts, and he's here to give us his spin on our LGBT issues in Trump's administration. Hi, Abe.
Hi, Charlotte. Thank you. It's wonderful to be able to speak with you.
Tell us about the Theater Offensive.
Well, back up for a second. It was the best of times. It was the worst of times. And the Theater Offensive was created in times not that unlike these. In the 80s, when AIDS was raging in our community and the Reagan administration was waging U.S. wars in Central America and racism was white hot in Boston, a lot of other intense things going on, we started out as a guerrilla street theater troupe, just a collection of queer friends who started doing activism on the streets through performance. And to put it simply, we were taking part in activism, and this was before ACT UP, actually, and we felt like we were putting our lives on the line on the street, and yet even we thought it was boring. We thought, that's not right. We need to give this some energy. And I just went home one night and wrote a skit, passed the script out to my friends, and we put on a show on the street. And I'll never forget, we were in front of the John F. Kennedy Federal Building in Boston at the Civil Disobedience, and the secretaries walked out of the building for lunch, and they always just walked past us when we were doing these demonstrations, but this day when we were putting on a show, one of the secretaries kind of did a double take and grabbed the elbow of a couple others, and these people with whom I felt like we had nothing in common finally came over and watched us perform, and afterwards came up to me, and our show had been about the wars in Central America, and the secretary said, you know, I don't know about Nicaragua or whatever, but I just have to tell you, I'm really glad you're doing this because my best friend from high school just died of AIDS a few weeks ago, and he would have loved this. And that moment, I realized this is what I want to do with my life, this chance to connect with people who I assumed I had nothing in common with, find common ground, and work together. And that's what I think theater can do. The Theater Offensive has taken that really far. So we've done 20 years of, you know, theater in the Boston Center for the Arts. We're a resident theater company. But then in 2009, we redirected all of our energy back into the neighborhoods where we work and onto the streets. And Out in Your Neighborhood is our theme.
Tell us about your youth group, True Colors, at the White House recently.
Our largest single program, in fact, just over 50% of our programming is with young people. Our True Colors Out Youth Theater program is the longest running queer youth theater program anywhere. And so we're really proud of it. It's powerful, impactful, and these days pretty large. Last year, over 150 young people took part in the program as participants, and then thousands of young people in schools and community centers saw the shows that they put on. And the core part of it is our troupe, the True Colors troupe, that works year-round and works with youth to help them create shows based on their own experience that they perform for their peers. Then we also have an advanced troupe for youth who've been at it for a while and want to be able to get a notch more professional. And we have a studio program that gives free workshops that are open to any young people that want to take part. And we have a leadership and inclusion council of True Colors that is an elected body of youth who oversee the planning for our youth programming. So the young people guide the program. And this year, in November, this past year, we received the National Arts and Humanities Youth Programs Award at the White House from First Lady Michelle Obama. And it's the first trans or queer group ever to get this national award. So we're very proud of the work. And we're also proud of the field. There are at least 27 LGBT youth theater programs around the country. And we know that because we operate the Pride Youth Theater Alliance, which is a network of these groups. We are honored that they chose us to operate that day-to-day out of our office.
What do you hope to accomplish with your work?
You know, some people say their goal is to put their own work out of business. In other words, they're trying to overcome oppression. So once we've got that settled, we can stop. I have two thoughts about that. One is that overcoming oppression is a process, not a product, and it's something that human nature is going to be dealing with forever. And so we want to be forever vigilant about creating art that challenges oppression. But there's something else that's really important. I believe that queer experience is also a culture. And although most of us didn't grow up with queer or trans parents, in fact, I used to be the lead singer of a band. Our band's name was Adult Children of Heterosexuals. And the reason for that, even though we don't grow up in a family of queer people in most cases, I believe in queer culture. I believe that we have something important to offer society. That even when we're not facing oppression, LGBT culture is really important because it adds something, just as Italian culture does, or Jewish culture, or Black culture. And so I really want to accomplish giving the gift of queer culture to the world. And a big example of that is outness. I think it's one of the great things that our culture offers society at large, this idea of being real with yourself about who you are and choosing to share that with other people. I think it's immensely powerful. And we learn it every day with the young people we work with and with the adults. I'm thinking of folks we work with who are autistic and say how powerful it is for them when they own that and can be upfront with the people around them about, here are part of my life that most people view as a limitation. I'm going to own it, and I'm going to be out about it, share it with you so you can accommodate me if I need it, but also so that you can support what's special about me. And I've gotten that feedback from so many people we work with, that this queer idea of outness, this revelation that we offer the world, is of really great value to them.
How do you see our LGBTQ community moving forward in a Trump administration?
It's so important, before we say anything about that answer, to remember the massive diversity of our community. Why this is important is that in the last couple weeks, I've seen lots of rumors flying around about, oh, there's going to be an anti-LGBTQ order coming out from the White House. Get ready, we're next. We are not next. We are already under attack. Think about who we are. Women, trans folks, people of color, people who want to drink clean water. That's all of us. We are already under attack. The theater offensive has had Muslim employees and Muslim board members. It's really important that we remember that these members of our community, we're not all standing together in a moment like this. How are we calling ourselves a community? We are already under attack, and the theater offensive, the way I see it, is we need to be already in action. So we're mobilizing as part of the resistance to this. I think culture plays a vital role in resistance. Culture is part of the problem that created the situation we're in, and it's part of the solution. I heard a joke on Saturday Night Live, which I think considers itself, you know, kind of fairly progressive. There was a joke in the news segment about trans women of color, Or, in other words, the reason Trump won the election. As if the reason Trump won is because of identity politics of LGBT folks. I think the opposite is true. The reason Trump won is because white supremacists grabbed onto an identity movement and went with that. And anti-gay forces, you know, grabbed onto their identity and went with it. And though a minority of people in the country, a minority of voters even, identify that way or support that, they organized politically in a way that they could win. And I think it's really important for us as a community to make sure we're standing up to that and standing together against that.
What's your reaction to the resistant demonstration and marches that are happening in this country and globally, for that matter?
I think they've been a blast. The theater offensive and myself and lots of individuals have taken part. We've, I think, brought color and energy and some fun ideas to the demonstrations. We encourage the formation of kind of ad hoc guerrilla street theater troops that can take part in this, and we're supporting that through our Outhood residency program with quick mini grants that people can get who want to do out activism on the streets, create art that would contribute to the cultural response to current events.
With LGBTQ teens already four times more likely to attempt suicide than their heterosexual peers after facing bullying incidents, what advice would you have these kids struggling with Trump's presidency?
Thank you so much for asking this question, and I just want to reach out to any young person who's listening who feels isolated or alone. I want to let you know that's why I am doing this work. I was you. I grew up queer and Jewish in the hills of West Virginia and faced a lot of tough bullying. And even with a very supportive family, I felt really isolated and alone. And I remember after one day when I had spoken out as when I was about 13 or 14 about queer issues, some guys dragged me into the bathroom in the basement, beat the crap out of me. And I just remember that moment when I was there by myself in the bathroom feeling so alone and just cleaning myself off and thinking, who the hell did these guys think they are? They don't even know who they are. But you know, I do. I do know who I am. And that was the moment that I thought, I can do this. I can find other people and join together with them and do something about this. And that became my mission, finding other people, finding sources of support. And that's what I recommend to you. Find your sisters and brothers and be kind to each other when you find them. We're all in hard situations. There's lots to fight about. But in fact, if we can be there for each other right now, it can change the world. The thing that I want you to know that's even more important than that there is love for you is that you have something to offer that the world needs. The people who I know who have left this planet prematurely, what they might not have understood was that I needed them really badly. I needed their story. I needed their insight. So a lot of the young people in our True Colors program, in fact, sometimes as many as 40% have attempted to take their own life at some point. But the fact of the matter is that now what's happening is that their stories are changing the world. They're creating something out of their stories. They're sharing it, and they're making a difference in their communities with it. And it resulted in Michelle Obama giving them an award. So that is the kind of thing that's possible in your future. So remember that. We need you.
How can people get information about the theater offensive?
I think the easiest way is to go to our webpage, www.thetheateroffensive.org. And theater is the American way, E-R, not R-E, and offensive, like not defensive. And we're also on Facebook and Twitter. You can follow us. And there's a lot of ways you can get involved when you go to the page. We have open activities all the time, at least once a month, usually 3 or 4 times a month. There's things that the public can take part in. Youth auditions are happening now, actually, for our next round of True Colors. And there's also places there that you can donate if you believe in this work and you want to be supportive. You can donate on the page, and boy, does that make a big difference.
What projects are you working on now?
A really important project that we've been working on is a piece called Feeling Our Pulse. It was a collection of quick artistic responses to the Pulse shootings in Orlando in June. We were so impacted by that experience in June. 3 of the people who were killed were friends of staff here at the Theater Offensive. 2 of them were people who had come to Theater Offensive events and a lot of us had gotten to know. So we commissioned immediate responses from playwrights about that event. One of them, it's a play that we're producing along with some of these other short works in June. So look out for Feeling Our Pulse. We did readings of that very quickly after the June events last year. It was really powerful for people to come together and deal with the tragedy through art.
Is there a question you wish people would ask you?
You know, one other thing that I wanted to say is that on February 27th, we're having a big celebration to lift up the young people from True Colors. It's called Shining Through, and it's a celebration of our National Arts and Humanities Youth Programs Award and the young people that made the work that won that award. So the program started in 1994, so some of the people who were in that first year have children old enough to be in True Colors. So we're bringing together all those literal generations of folks who've taken part in this True Colors Out Youth Theater and celebrating their work.
Do you have a favorite quote, a mantra to get you through difficult times?
I do. Every morning when I start this work, I have 2 simple words I say to myself that I think if I do this today, I'm doing my job. Every morning I tell myself, inspire outness. It means if I can help people through my work to be more themselves, if I can help people be who they really are, I'm going to make the difference that I'm trying to make in the world.